live from the west side of Cleveland, Ohio. Welcome to the 5-Day No Loan Zone Challenge, where we help students complete a degree debt-free. My name is Janet Mulpey. I'm a career counselor, and I've helped thousands of students and adults in transition make wise career choices. I believe helping students complete a degree, pursue passionate work, and debt-free living is key to their future. I'm here to help them on their journey, and so are my guests. Today, more than ever, the cost of college has absolutely skyrocketed. And if you're thinking about sending your child to college, for many, it will be the biggest financial decision you will make. So wouldn't it be great if you could help your high school student get free college tuition, books, and fees while they're in high school? Well, you can through the community college system. And today, on the first day of our No Loan Zone Challenge, we look at the CCP program. It's the program that enables high school students to receive tuition, books, and fees for free. We'll look at what it is, who it's for, and how you can enroll your child in the program. Today, I have a very special guest, and her name is Nadia Liria. She is the coordinator of recruitment, my university, and the College Credit Plus program at Lorain County Community College. She has helped thousands of students get started in college while they're in high school. And Nadia keeps up to date on the ever-evolving changes to the program and communicates them to staff. And of course, the students that are bound and determined to get a college education and want to do it debt-free. So welcome to the program, Nadia Liria. Nadia, for those people that are not familiar with the program, what is CCP and how does it benefit students?
Sure. So CCP, College Credit Plus, is the sole way that students can take college courses for free and then at the same time earn high school credit. So students are enrolling in a college class, getting their college credit, doing it for free, and then having it apply back to their high school and so counting for high school credit at the same time. So we have students that can start as early as seventh grade, can participate through their senior year of high school. Students can take one class a year. They can take up to 30 credits of college coursework per year and a maximum of 120 credits throughout the lifetime of the program. So the savvy student could graduate with a semester of college or a year of college, or in some cases, truly a bachelor's degree.
Wow. Is that right? Really? Even a bachelor's degree? How does that work? Walk us through that.
Sure. So when students do have to apply for College Credit Plus, and they do have to apply to the specific institution at which they wish to take the courses. So every public college and university in the state of Ohio is required to participate. So students could apply to any of those public colleges. Additionally, many private institutions also participate, but each school has its own admission requirements. So students would have to apply to each college or university and see if they're accepted. And once they are accepted at those schools, they work with those individual advisors there to pick out classes, working back with their high school too, enrolling in those courses, and then having it count as both college and high school credit.
Okay, so can you share your screen? Let's say that a student wants to come to Lorain County Community College. They want to get their start here, okay? And let me see if I can get you up on that screen. Once you get that up there, then walk us through exactly what parents or the student, right, needs to do in order to do that. So we got your screen up now.
All right. Does that look right?
You need to go to the CCP.
All right.
Let's go to the CCP. Can you go to the CCP site? Let's try that again. There
Got
you go.
It.
All right, good. All right, so you're a parent or a student, and you've come to the LCCC website. And if you could if they put in the word CCP in the search button, this is the page that will come up, correct?
Correct. Okay. And the quick link, if you can either type that CCP in the search, or it's lorainecc.edu/CCP. And it takes you to our main page. So look at our lovely smiling students. But we have tons of information on College Credit Plus. So we do have some buttons that are calling out some information. And we'll touch on these in just a second. But this tells a little bit about the background of the program, some different presentations, the types of courses that are offered. This first button is really great. I'm going to click it and hopefully it's going to keep showing. So every high school is supposed to offer a College Credit Plus night or a presentation, but we also hosted presentations virtually for students that are interested in specifically Lorain County Community College. And so we have both the PowerPoint copies of those presentations and actually the recording. So if anybody missed those and wanted to check those out, they're about 35 to 40 minutes in length. So it's a lot of great information. But these links are really the crux of College Credit Plus, including not only, of course, the website, but our online CCP application. So when students click on that, it is hopefully not gonna take too long, but it'll take you to the LCCP application. And that allows students in just one site to either apply as a traditional student or as a CCP student. So don't be alarmed that it doesn't really say CCP. It's for both types of students, depending on how you answer those questions.
Okay.
All right.
So
what else can I show you?
Okay, so once they apply, okay, then they do they need to physically come to the campus to turn in the application?
Students do not need to do that. So if you apply online through the online application, that is submitted obviously electronically. What you would need to do, though, is to complete that application is also to submit either your high school transcript, if you're in high school, or if you're a current middle school student, then we would need a copy of your report card. And that can either be, that does have to be sent from your high school counselor or your middle school counselor. So you can't just take a picture of your report card and send it in to us, but you'll work back with your high school and they'll know how to get it to LCCC. So they can either submit it to our special admissions office, or we do have some counselors that work very closely with some of us on our school and community partnerships team.
Okay. And what is the phone number that people can call in case they have questions and they run into some roadblocks here?
Sure. So our school and community partnerships office is 440-366-4012. And that'll get you in touch with our office and we can route your call. Most likely we'll have the answer to your question, but we can always get you in touch with who you need to be.
Okay.
I do see we have a question from Matt. Oh, sorry about that.
Yes. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. There's a question. Go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead. Sorry.
I have someone that is, they're wondering about the $1,300 tuition credit for students. That is only for graduating seniors, correct?
Correct.
And there's some caveats to that. Can you speak to that, or should we save that for tomorrow?
I'll talk just a little bit about it because students do have to be either residents of Lorain County or attending a Lorain County high school or a former CCP student with LCCC. And then they are eligible for that. But we are still processing all that information and how students will go about claiming that scholarship. And again, that is just for students that are graduating this year. But if you are still presently in high school and you want to take summer classes, you can through College Credit Plus.
Talk about that because there's juniors and seniors right now, right? No, it would apply to juniors, right? They're finishing their junior year, right? They can continue on in the summertime, correct, through CCP?
Absolutely. So summer is considered the first semester of the school year for College Credit Plus. So students have those 30 available credits, depending on how many classes they also take at their high school. But they can use those credits in the summertime as well. So they're able to take courses, and those summer classes would get applied to their fall semester high school transcript.
Okay. And again, how much would the cost be to parents for, or the students for taking, how many summer classes that could they take? They could take up to three, I believe, right?
Right. Being a full-time student in the summer is 9 hours.
Yeah.
You're very familiar with it. And we, you know, we caution students that summer can be a wonderful time to take a class, but our normal college semester is 16 weeks. And pretty much the majority of classes during the summer are only 8 weeks in length. So that means that our normal semester is shortened into half as much time with the same amount of coursework. So we don't want students taking too many classes and overextending themselves, especially if it's the very first time you've taken a college course. But, you know, take a class or two, absolutely. And it is free under College Credit Plus.
Right. So really the key, after they complete their application, they've done everything that they need to do, the next step would be what for that student?
So students, once they fill out that application and they receive their acceptance letter from LCCC, they will work back with their high school because the courses are counting for both college and high school credits. So we want to be sure that students are taking classes that are going to help them on their high school end. We don't want to mess up high school graduation requirements. And then once the student has worked with their high school counselor, then they come back and work with their college advisor, because we are the ones that help them out on the college pathways to let them know, oh, this will apply to your future major, or this would be a great class that might be able to transfer to Ohio State or Kent State or Cleveland State or wherever you would like to go after your high school graduation.
Right. So the first priority really is to get through high school. So the first priority is to make sure that you work with your high school counselor to make sure that you are graduating from high school. Right. And then you can also add on to LCCC classes or other classes from other colleges or universities, right, that accept the CCP program. And you can take classes that you're interested for the college major that you might be interested in, right? And get started on your 4-year degree while you're in high school. Essentially, that's it, isn't it?
It is. And so, you know, students, I think sometimes think of it in a couple different ways. So one is, when you're a high school student, you have certain graduation requirements you need to meet to graduate from high school. So you need your 4 Englishes, you need your math, you need your science. College is very similar in that students have these general education requirements that they need. And so some students will say, I'm going to take my English class and it's going to count back for my high school, and it's also going to count as my college English class. And so no matter what major they end up pursuing when they're in college, they're taking those general education courses that are going to help knock out some of those classes while they're still in high school. But then we have another set of students that I think sometimes want to go above and beyond those requirements. Maybe they're interested in exploring a career, or they want to take a course that's above and beyond their high school curriculum that their high school doesn't offer. So, you know, we'll have students pursuing maybe some upper level psychology classes or welding. We have welding courses that students could take. MEMS, our microelectronic sensors that they can enroll in those classes too. So it's really, it can be very individualized and tailored to each student.
Right. So some students, they absolutely know what it is that they want to do, right? They absolutely know that they want to do marketing, for instance, right? And they can get their start here at LCCC and while in high school and experiment with maybe a social media class, right? And check it out and see if that might be good for them. The other students might, you know, they are really intent on being like a business major, and they want to know what it's like to take an accounting class. And that's a pretty tough class. You might not want to take it, you know, with a full load, but that's why it's so important to work with your high school student and your LCCC counselor at the same time so that you can map out, a course that's right for you, that particular student.
Absolutely. And you're touching on a great point too. So the state of Ohio was aware of some of these, wanting to provide some additional pathway information for students. And so the state has said every high school needs to publish a 15 and a 30 credit hour pathway for CCP students to show them how they might earn those credits while they're taking CCP courses. The students, you're not bound by those. You don't have to follow it, but they're at least a set of courses to show you how to get there. Well, LCCC, because we're the overachievers as usual, we went way above and beyond those 15 and 30 credit hours. And we actually mapped out several of our bachelor's degrees through our university partnership program. So for the really motivated student who absolutely knows what they want from day one of their freshman year in high school, we have mapped out how a student might earn their bachelor's degree in biology from BGSU starting with CCP classes their ninth grade year.
Give me an example of a real life student that has done something like this.
We did actually for biology, although it was before the My University Pathways existed. He kind of broke the mold or created the mold for us. But after taking a course with Kathy Durham, one of our biology professors, he was really spurred on for his love of learning and really interested in the sciences and medical fields, and ended up graduating with his associate degree from high school, and then went on to earn that bachelor's degree with only maybe about a year of coursework. And then I believe was going into medical school. So in his case, he, you know, found what his passion was, and had the benefit of getting those courses that were counting for both high school and college. And then it really launched him into his graduate level coursework too.
How much do you think he saved by doing that? Just give me a ballpark. I mean, I know you can't be exact about that.
So I want to say for our My University programs that if students take the courses through CCP, they can save up to 70 or 80% of their college degree by starting in high school.
That is amazing.
Yeah, yeah. Because you're getting all those 4 years of coursework for free that you can take while you're in high school. And then through our partnership programs, if you're familiar with the university partnership, many of those programs are 3+1 programs. So 3 full years of those degrees are LCCC courses. And then just 1 year is the partner tuition. So there's an even greater cost savings in those cases.
You know, do you have kids? Do you have kids that did this?
My boys are 7 and 11, so.
Okay, they're not ready yet. Can I just tell you that my children experience this? I mean, and this is one of the reasons why I am so, passionate about letting people know about CCP. Because, my daughter was able to take, she took actually anatomy and physiology in the summertime, which is, that's. as a high school student, okay, but it really, when you take a class like that from Kathy Durham, okay, it just set her kind of on fire for, getting on track toward the medical profession. And then when she went on to Toledo, okay, when she got up on those upper division biology courses, students were coming to her because she already knew all of that. She already had anatomy and physiology. She could tutor other students because of what she learned at LCCC. So, I think that sometimes there's a stigma that taking college classes at a community college is like subpar. Okay. But the experience that I've had that my children have had has just been really tremendous. And that's why I wanted, other people to know about it. And so I just think that it has benefited many, many kids. There are some things that parents need to know though, right? And and students need to know before. Let's talk a little bit about that, okay? Because, you know, there's sometimes parents are concerned about sending their high school kids to college. Can you speak to that?
I can. So students to participate in College Credit Plus do have to show that they're academically ready. And so in a typical year, there is some minimum test scores that students need to meet before they can participate. With COVID, we've been able to do some flexibility and we're looking at GPAs. But GPA and academics is not the only piece of being a college student. It's really the social and emotional ability as well. So at our college sites, we don't have specific classes just for CCP students. So CCP students will be taking courses with every other LCCC college student, which could be students that are right from high school, or could be students that graduated high school 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago. There will be expectations maybe of group projects. Will your maybe 12-year-old be ready to participate in a group project with a 20-year-old, a 30-year-old, and a 40-year-old? By nature, college classes are geared towards adults. And so there will be no denying that there is adult content, very mature subject area. And some students, while they are very bright, they might just not be ready to have the maturity to handle some of those conversations or some of the situations they might be in a classroom.
Right. And you know, talked on an earlier podcast, we had talked about that class, Arts, I think it's 161. Can you talk about that again?
Right. So it's sometimes classes that you don't even think of in terms of being a mature class. But our drawing classes at LCCC include drawing live nude models. And that's, you know, not something that you would necessarily think of going, oh, I'll take an arts class. That won't be a big deal. That's not, you know, but we have definitely had parents that were upset at some of that subject matter. But again, the course won't be altered or changed because there is a CCP student in the room. So we just like to remind our students of that as they're looking at signing up for those courses. And that's why we have them work with their academic advisor. So they work very closely with that person. You're definitely not on your own as a CCP student. In fact, you're not allowed to register on your own. You have to work with an advisor before you can get into those classes.
Right. And that is going to be step two of our 5-day challenge, or rather day two. Tomorrow, I will have Krista O'Neill. She is an academic counselor, academic advisor here at LCCC. She has been here for 35 years. So she knows the drill. She's also very, very familiar with completion by degree design, what the college is really trying to achieve overall, the goals that we have for students, and really to help them complete a degree in a very short time. She knows about the college pathways that need, so she'll be talking about that. She's an excellent resource for your child. And then the other person that we'll have is Mike Kaminsky, and he is the lead high school counselor at Avon Lake High School. So we will be talking to him about what it's like, how does he work with high school students, and how does he integrate the LCCC experience and the high school experience so that it will benefit that individual student. And that really is the key to all of this, isn't it, Nadia?
It is. Because again, even though students, first of all, I should say College Credit Plus it's an option. So it's not required of any student to participate. There's a maximum of 30 hours, but you know, many students, they might only take one class each year, or maybe they will start and take a course their ninth grade year, but then skip 10th grade and maybe they'll come back junior year. So there's no prescribed pathway that they need to be taking classes all this time, but really it's about what is best for a student, what is most interesting for them, what will help them for their career and major goals.
Right. And they need to meet that May 1 deadline. Right? Just yeah. Because you sign up for CCP, it does not lock you into taking any classes, any college level classes, correct? But correct. What happens if you don't sign up by May 1?
So yes, if you decide on May 2nd or May 5th that you want to participate in College Credit Plus and you have forgotten to give your intent to participate to your high school or your middle school, your school district can deny you participation for the full coming year. So this deadline, this intent to participate by May 1, it's as easy as that. You tell your school, hey, I think I'm going to participate. Great. They've got you marked down. That box is checked. You've got all of your options open. And then you decide later on not to participate. That's
right. You don't have to take any classes at all. Right.
But yes, it gives you that opportunity to take those classes throughout the coming year. Whereas if you forget to do it, they can say, I'm sorry, you'll have to wait another whole year before you can take any classes.
So classes for high school end, when do they end? June, something like that, right? So you basically have all of May to really meet with your high school counselors, because I'm not sure that these high school counselors work during the summertime. Isn't that correct? Maybe they do. I'll ask Mike tomorrow, but as far as I know, it's pretty hard to get a hold of these high school counselors in the summertime.
It is. And Avon Lake they do a pretty neat thing where I believe one counselor comes in one day a week so they can try and hit some of their caseload throughout the summer. But that is certainly not the case with all high schools. So we like to tell students that if you can apply, get your application in, be admitted, meet with your school counselor, schedule at LCCC, and do that before school lets out, you'll be in a great position. Because again, as Janet mentioned, once school is out, you're going to have a very hard time getting a hold of your high school counselor and then trying to schedule at LCCC. And you'll be able to do that in August when you get back to school, but the section that you might want might be full. When you go to order your books and you go to the bookstore and there's a line that's out the door, you're going to be yelling and mad. So the sooner that you can do it before school lets out, really you'll be in a much better position.
Yeah, that's what I'm really encouraging high school students to do, is to just get it done before you leave for the summer. You'll be grateful for that, because as you know, there are lines that form, and also with this pandemic, okay, there is an added time crunch on that. You can come to the campus, but as far as I know, you for the LCCC advisors right now, you need to see them. I don't know if they're seeing people in person. I think that they're seeing people via the internet. Isn't that correct?
It is. And if a student does need to come to campus, I believe there are stations that are set up, but it's still a virtual appointment. So you're sitting in one building and your advisor's still in another building. So you'll see them, but it'll be over a computer. Right. But those appointment times are definitely going to fill. So again, the sooner that you can do it before school lets out, the better you'll be.
Nadia Leary, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today. Is there anything else that students should know that we have not covered today?
We have covered a lot. And maybe that's what you need to know. There is so much to know about College Credit Plus. Do not hesitate to reach out if you have questions. If you need clarification, we are here for you. So you can definitely give us a call at the School and Community Partnerships number, which was 440-366-4012, or shoot us an email, ccp@lorainecc.edu, and we'll be happy to answer those questions and get you the information that you need.
All right. Thank you so much, Nadia.
Thank you.
If your child, I'm so glad that you have kicked this off. Tomorrow, like I said, that we're going to be meeting with the high school counselor and advisor. That'll be the next step. On the third day, we'll also be talking about financial aid, which is a really big deal for students, especially if they are graduating from high school. We will go into more of what that graduating high school seniors will get if they take classes in the summertime. We'll go into more details with that with our financial aid director, carry short. And finally, if your child is unsure about their career direction and want help on completing a degree debt-free, you can reach me, Janet Mulpey, at noloanzone.com. I meet with students individually for career coaching and testing, but also I teach a totally online career exploration class through LCCC called Career Exploration and Life Planning, SDEV 103. Thanks so much, all of you that are listening out there. You've been listening to the No Loan Zone Complete a Degree Debt-Free Challenge. I'll see you tomorrow. My name is Janet Mulpey. Thanks for listening.